Hi, Henry Paul. How are you?
I'm good, Big Daddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Glad to see you have a new project out there. That's what you're calling in for. You got a new album. It's been a while since I've heard something new from the Outlaws.
Yeah, well, these records don't come easy. We have this constant touring schedule, and it gets all up in the way of our creative time. But we were able to... We released an album in 2012. We released a double live album in 2016. And then we came back with a new studio record this year. So we sort of stay after it. It's just, you know, there's a whole lot of doing and being and going and coming and a lot of shows being played. But it, the record that we made is really a good one. I'm very proud of it, and people seem to really love it.
It just got released, as I understand it, just a couple of days ago. So tell me about it.
Well, you know, you kind of stick your neck out when you make a record, and especially on a band with the musical history of the Outlaws. But the reviews that came back were very, very strong, very positive. And, you know, honestly, as a songwriter, when you write from the standpoint of things that you absolutely know and love, you know, your chances of writing a really decent and meaningful song are really improved. And I think the body of work to go into making up this record is really strong. It's probably one of our stronger records we made, and it's a very personal and introspective one, and people definitely get that. And so we've managed to retain the band's original musical personality in the process, and the guys are very respectful and very very dedicated to this music, and we just cut a great record.
Talking with Henry Paul of the Outlaws, they're called Southern Rock's last band standing. Is that a fair description of you guys?
Well, I mean, you have to be careful how you put this because, you know, your peer group, their friends, and they have, you know, musical groups of their own out there doing it. But I'm telling you that the Outlaws, in my opinion, go out and play harder and are truer to their roots and continue to write and record new music where my perhaps peer group isn't quite as motivated to do that. So I am just telling you that the Outlaws are alive and well and on fire, and it's exciting to be a part of that band, and it's exciting to see new music out there being embraced like this.
Last time I saw you, I was coming off a wild and wonderful weekend of guitar because we had gone to Vince Gill on a Friday night, and then I went over to the Hard Rock when you guys were playing there with the Four Guitar Army, the Outlaws. That's a pretty good back-to-back night of guitar.
Yeah, it's about as much as, I don't know, you know, you think you're overwhelming them with solos and stuff, but these people, you know, they love it, they study it. They talk about it. They really just absolutely embrace it. It's the guitar has turned out to be one of those magical instruments that defines rock and roll to a lot of people. And so the Outlaws, as a guitar band and as a damn good one, you know, get a lot of pats on the back for their effort. It's a very gratifying musical evening.
Talking with Henry Paul of the Outlaws, got a brand new album that's coming out, and I'm looking forward to hearing your first single. I think I'm going to play it right after we get done with this interview, but it's called Southern Rock Will Never Die, and apparently is saluting some of your fallen comrades, people like Lynyrd Skynyrd's Ronnie Van Zant and Steve Gaines, some of the other people you kind of came up with. Who's some of the other ones on that single?
Well, Tommy Caldwell, the band leader for Marshall Tucker and his brother Toy, the incredible bright light of a talent that he was. And then to go further up the altar, you get to the, you know, the Barry Oakleys and the Greg and Dwayne Allman, you know, and the three guys in our band that are no longer with us, Huey and Billy and Frank. And, you know, the job description is a high-risk one, and it has taken its toll over the years. But for us, you know, we made a promise to our fans that Southern Rock would never die, and as long as we're alive and operating at the level that we are, I think that is a promise made by a band that can keep it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I thought it was kind of interesting. I saw an article about Lynyrd Skynyrd, and the Outlaws were mentioned in there, and it had to do with you guys were on Arista Records under the legendary Clive Davis. And can you kind of back this up? I heard that Ronnie Van Zant said to Clive Davis, you don't sign these guys, you're one of the worst record guys in existence. Is that true?
He said that, and we watched him say it from the side of the stage. And, of course, Ronnie was our chief, you know, promoter, and he introduced us to his manager, who had the political clout to get us signed to Arista, and Clive's A&R director came and saw the band and loved it, and Clive loved it. We made a great record, and we sold a lot of records and made Clive a lot of money, and the whole thing was a very successful relationship, and it helped us get out of the clubs and onto the big stage and realize our dreams. So it was just a wonderful, magical moment in our life.
I'm a big fan of the Outlaws. We play a lot of Outlaws music on our radio station. I was looking at your upcoming tour dates for 2020. I'm kind of bummed out that nothing here in the Midwest, but I hope you'll eventually make your way back to our neck of the woods.
We will, and we're not going anywhere. We're going to be around for a long time, and we'll definitely get a chance to hook up, and I appreciate your time today, you know, and giving us a chance to shout out and make sure people know we have a new album coming out.
Guys have been doing it for over 45 years. Ladies and gentlemen, Henry Paul of the Outlaws has got a brand new album called The Dixie Highway, and we're going to play their single from it coming up in just a bit. Thank you, Henry, for spending some time with us this morning. Man, we sure appreciate it.
All right, Big Daddy. Go have a good week.
Thank you, buddy. You too.
See ya.
See ya.